Today is Thursday, March 7th. As I enter in prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me, even now.
May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed.
Abba Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty, desire for me, to call me his own and to bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves? Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I am holding before you this Lenten season?
Today's reading is from Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm.
In the mall where I grew up, there was this fountain where people would make wishes and throw their coin in. As a child, most of my wishes were very selfish or self-indulgent, as I assume many of the wishes of those coins were. Desire is something much deeper than that. It is that part of my inner being where God has breathed inspiration and planted vision. It is the dance floor where God's plans and mine are intertwining and birthing something significant. God, I confess the ways that my prayers have been inch deep and very much so self-indulgent, like the wishes in the fountain at the mall. Would you help me uncover the depths of my heart's desire? Even now, as I walk through this fast, would deep call out to deep? And would you bubble up to the surface my most entrenched desires? Would you speak over those petitions that come up? As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed.
As I have engaged in this church-wide fast to increase my personal faith and the collective faith of my church, I am dreaming of being past the point of having to add caveats to a phrase like, make all your plans succeed. There have been times where that has felt self-seeking or self-absorbed, but I know that my church and I are committed to being with, becoming like, and doing what Jesus did. He tells us that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, then that proverbial mountain will move. Jesus, I want to see the mountains move. I am desperate in the best way for a move of your spirit in me, my church, and my city. I yield the desires of my heart to your faithful and trustworthy hands. Now, as I enter this new day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions. And regardless of what this day holds, may your praise be on my lips at this sun's setting, as it is now with the sun's rising. Amen.